You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Franz von Lent. Franz, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Hi, Brainerd. I'm very happy to talk to you.
So, Franz, this is the second time we've talked, and and you're talking to me from, where are you talking from? Where is your studio? Where are you now?
My studio is in Dordrecht in the Netherlands. That's a small and very old town, very close to Rotterdam. Hmm.
And so I know we're going to maybe talk about a few things today, but you know, last time we talked about a number of projects, performance works, and other works of yours. But this time I know there's a live Indiegogo project right now, and I wanted to talk about that. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yeah, it's the project is called in French. It's La Biennale de Montmont, and Montmont is a very small village in the Périgord in France. And it's that small that there is, I think, only 15 houses and 30 inhabitants, that's all. And there is no church, no shop, no cafe, or any other public facility. And since about 30 years, we have a house there, a small house. And so I'm every year, a few times, I'm visiting this village. And what I noticed in the years passing is that when we were there at the start of the 90s, it was really a sort of a farmer's village. So there was a lot of mud and cows and sheep, and it smelled to farms and things like that. And slowly, this village completely disappeared and became another sort of village. And now there are a lot of pensioners living there, also very often foreign pensioners. I've been seeing this move all the time, and I'm also myself part of this move, of course.
When you say foreign pensioners, what does that mean exactly? Pensioners means people retired on a fixed income.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Retired people from England, from South Africa, from the Netherlands, also Scotland, and they bought houses there because the old inhabitants died or left or things like that, and so the village itself changed very much. And what I noticed is that in a way this village still feels exactly the same for me as 30 years ago, because the material aspects of it don't really change. They keep the same. Mm. The only thing what really changes is the influence of the people coming and going from there. So I wanted to do something in relation to that, feeling. So what I plan to do is a project together with seven other artists, and all these artists, I'll mention them. That's Sarah Bolton from the UK, and then Marc Buchy, he is a French artist living in Brussels, and Joan Heemskerk, she is Dutch. She's the only Dutch apart from me. And then Susana Mendes Silva, that's a Portuguese artist. George Schwiebel, he is Canadian and lives in Berlin. Liza Scurret, that's a US, USA artist, and Elia Torrecilla, that's a Spanish artist. And they are all artists from my network, and I feel a sort of connection with them because they are all very much interested in art that has no real physical body. It's not material in a way. So I wanted to set up a project for this non-material art. So I offered every one of them to use my house for a week in this first half of 2020. And then they, starting from that being present in the village, they are going to make work, but the work is only online. It will not be in real life. So the Biennale is a very sort of misleading word, because the project will not be in any way materialized in the village itself. It will be materialized online only. They are going to
tell me a little bit about that, but maybe we should walk through what some of the artists are doing as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you keep telling me about the project, but okay, so this is all going to be online and not in the village at all. And maybe we could talk about one or two or more of the projects, if some of them are fleshed out, so to speak, yet that by the different artists.
Yeah, that's okay. There is one thing. I don't know exactly what they are going to do because it's really an artist project. I'm not a curator. I'm one of the artists working there. So I selected them only on the basis of their attitude, and we'll just have to wait for what they are going to do there. But I could tell you something about what they are doing. For instance, Sarah Bolton, that's a young British artist, and she is working in mostly in poetry in relation to spaces. So there are a lot of works in which she uses the very small, very delicate sort of poetry in relation to the physical space that she is moving in. It's very vague in this way, sorry. But
this is all going to happen online. That's okay to say even that vague, but to me the process or the non-materiality of it is what's interesting to me. You know a little bit about this project, I imagine, because you talked to Sarah, but still these artists, when you say, I can't wait to see what it is, they have to put it up online somewhere themselves, or do you help with the putting it up online? I mean, what is the surprise element there?
Yeah, I'm sort of editing it, and I have a website which is called La Biennale de Montmont.org, and this website will also show all the works. And some works will be really on the website itself. Some works will be there in the way you use hyperlinks to bring to other sort of web spaces. But that differs a bit, and it's possible for a lot of them to use your smartphone when you're actually walking in this village, but it's not really necessary to be in the village itself to be acquainted with the whole of the project.
So how do people find how they find this? I mean, to go through the Indiegogo project, what is the Indiegogo project asking for funding for? How can people participate in that way?
Yeah, there are some perks in the project, but I'm very clear in how we set up this whole crowdfunding project, and the perks are in fact also not really material. I describe them, and in this project, no physical artworks will be offered. Your contribution will be seen as a commitment to the project, and in response to that, we offer you focus, attention, and connection. And we believe that in those qualities, that the value of our art can be found. And so they all made another sort of approach in relation to this. For instance, Josh Schwiebel, the Canadian artist, he wants to know the address of the person who wants to have a perk, and then he finds the place on Google Earth.
Who wants to have a what? Wait a minute, I didn't hear that. He looks for the person who wants to find a perk, did you say, or what?
Yeah, who want to do this perk, who wants to join the crowdfunding, and who right. chooses for his work. His work is called Viewfinder, and he will ask for the address of the person who is paying the money, and he will find this physical address on Google Earth, and he makes a postcard of the address, and he'll send the postcard to the person. You understand what I mean?
Yes. So I was just trying to make clear that that is a material postcard. People are actually getting that. It's a physical.
Yeah, that's right.
Thing.
That's right. It's material till that level. Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And what I, for instance, do is I will make 1 minute of immediate online video. So the video will be by a FaceTime connection, a video of the village itself. And this video will also be sent to the person, so they own this video. They can do whatever they want to do with it, if they want to do something with it. And that's the way that I sort of go work with this perk idea. And so it really differs a lot if you compare the different artists.
And so what else about the Indiegogo project? So these are ways that people who are donors can get involved and really be in a sense part of it, almost, right? Not quite part of it, but as supporters, as making it happen.
Yeah, they sort of sympathize with the conceptual quality of the project or with the artist in the project, and that's why they are going to join the project in the crowdfunding. That was the whole of the idea. Yeah, so it's all. Also, that is really on the on the on the edge of becoming really an object. It's really not really an object. It's more an attitude that they're supporting than something else. Maybe right. I should tell also about the it's easier, I think, when I tell you something about the project itself, except not specifically from the artist joining, but the project itself might get some more explanation. I called it the Biennale de Montmont, and Montmont is written M-O-M-O-N. So that's the old name of the village. And the old name of the village is Occitan. It's not used anymore. They sort of changed it many years ago, and now it's the French word Montmont, M-A-U-M-O-N-T. So the name Montmont really is for me only a sort of a memory. It's nostalgia. It's an idea of the village as it was before. It's not really related to the village anymore. I called it also a biennale, but the biennale is more related to the fact that I really want to do every 2 years. I want to do a project that's quite conceptual and will wear this name, and it's based on the original Biennale de Montmont that was actually taking place in the village itself. But later on, it's not necessary to connect it to the village anymore. It will be other sort of project. But Biennale is really something that is usually very much connected to a place in the world. It's really very physical sort of orientation to a city or something. And in this situation, that's just not the case. It's only related to a sort of attitude and to concepts. Do I make it a bit clear?
Yeah, you do, and it's exciting. So where are we so far in the Indiegogo project? This was just recently launched, and what's the goal of it? Is there a goal, a financial goal, or something that's needed for the Indiegogo project to be successful?
Yeah, well, we got a quarter now. It's running for some days, less than a month now, and we have a quarter, and we aim at 2,000 euros. So the project is really for biggest part funded by money from the government already. So what this Indiegogo project is about, I'm really quite clear in that, is that the only thing that we really could not cover so far is the fee for the artist joining. So I'm making some sort of a fee for the artist out of this crowdfunding project. So that is what you're actually paying for if you join the crowdfunding.
I like that. The money is shared.
Yeah.
The support is shared.
Yeah. And the rest is already sort of taken care of. I can manage that. After the project will be the first half year till the start of July. The artist will be in the village and working there. And then in July, there will be a sort of a vernissage, the opening. And that I will be in the village, and I will invite all the inhabitants of the village, not the artists, but the inhabitants of the village, for a meal, for a dinner party, which is always the best way in France to organize something like that. And during this dinner party, I will show them the whole of the Biennale, the online Biennale, and they can relate that to the place itself, because they really know the place very well.
How will you
well.
Show it to them? You'll show it to them projected, or how will you actually present that? Because that's a very interesting event in itself, the vernissage, the whole village. How many people are in the whole village that will be at this dinner?
I think 30 at most. I think
less
than 30.
What will you be cooking? I have to ask.
Yes, we will.
What will you make? What is the food? I mean, I wish I could do that, but since I can't,
it will probably something related to Italian food, because I really like pasta very much, and it's really quite easy to make something very tasteful for a bigger group then. So probably it will be a sort of a meal like that, and everybody should like it. So I'm really going to work on that to make it really something worthwhile. But I must be honest, I have not thought about the menu yet, because it will also take a few months before we're there.
Well, maybe that should be our next talk. We'll talk about the menu. I don't know why.
I get a sense on that.
But then, okay, go ahead. Tell me, how will it be presented to them? Will you be projecting it? How will these 30 people be essentially looking at the internet and you talking to them about it? How will that happen?
Yeah. There will be a big monitor. There is a big monitor in the space where we can also eat. There is quite a big table, and We need a lot of chairs there, and there are already a lot of chairs, but I'll show them with a talk and with a big monitor on which they can see exactly the things that are happening online. And they can, of course, it's just a way of showing them for the first time, because they are able to go back to these places online whenever they want, of course, because it's sort of publicly available now from that moment.
And they can do it on their phone as well. It's phone friendly, yeah. I imagine, so they can do it on their phone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah. And then
so
later,
fun.
Yeah, there is this.
Yeah,
one,
no, go on.
So
and later
one,
what?
Yeah, there is one later stadium, and that's in the 1st of November. The 1st of November, I organized a conference here in the city of Dordrecht, and all these artists come to Dordrecht, and we're going to speak about this separation between the material qualities of the village itself and this sort of ephemeral way that the people go through it in the years. That is a sort of a subject that everybody is working with. And that will be the basis of a sort of a conference that I'm going to organize here in the museum in Dordrecht. And I also intend to look for other professional people, not very much coming from the art field, but maybe a journalist or something, for instance. And they also have a sort of a relation with the contrast of these two, the physical situation that something is happening in and the thing that is actually happening with people inside. So this contrast will be the subject of our talks. And all these artists can, in this conference, also give a sort of a short presentation about how they approached this project, what they finally did and why they did it that way, and so on. And that's the end of the project, I think.
Well, that's exciting. I wish I could be there for them. And so before I ask you the last question about what you're reading, there's going to be a link in here for anybody who wants to go to the project and support it. Is there any last thing you want to say about the project to people who are thinking of going there? And
yeah, well, I'll just give you the link to the crowdfunding, but maybe even more important, I'll also give you the link to the website itself. And there is sort of an explanation in English and French and Dutch about the whole of the project, so it's easier to sort of really understand in detail what we are talking about. So this is I think what I can do, and what you can one way or another then publish, and what for the people is available. And then
very
I really
good.
Hope that people sort of have the same sort of feeling about the project as we have. But that's just a wish.
Very good. So, and let me ask you, what is the book on your nightstand now? What are you reading at the moment?
Yeah, the last time that we talked, I wasn't that prepared for that, but now I am. And I'm reading at this very moment the book Underland of Robert McFarlane, which is a beautiful book. It's about a world that is below our feet, the physical world below our feet. So it has to do with mining, it has to do with materials found in the ground, but it also has to do with the sort of rhizomes between trees and so on. It's really a beautiful book.
Franz, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and
yeah,
I wish you great success on your dinner and event. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for talking.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.